We pray. Lord God, hear us and help us to hear you. Amen. Why do we have so many chapels about the resurrection of Christ? Yesterday was another, and today I'm going to bring it in. The answer is simple. Resurrection of Jesus is the single most important event in the history of the world. Without his resurrection, God would have no reason to maintain this world. Without the resurrection of Christ, we would have no hope at all. For if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. Our existence depends on a Lord who died and rose again. Our salvation depends on a Lord who died and rose again. I mentioned a couple weeks ago that we need to leave behind the grave clothes of our old death so that we can get on with a new life, a resurrection life. We need to develop a resurrection frame of mind, a way of looking at our life and our world through the open door of Christ's empty tomb. One of the results of this kind of looking is joy. On the night before his death, Jesus told the disciples, "Most assuredly, I say to you, that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. And you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy." A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Therefore, you now have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. Christ is risen. There is no reason for sadness. All that causes sorrow has been resolved by his sacrifice. He has defeated our enemies. Sin, death, and the devil, these lie wasted in the dust of the grave. No one and nothing stands in the way of our entry into heaven. The words of Isaiah ring out loud and clear. The ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Didn't Jesus say, "Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven"? And this was before he healed the paralytic. The resurrection of Jesus Christ verifies this truth. He was raised for our offenses and was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this raises a question. If Christ turned our sorrow into joy, why do we still have sorrow? Shouldn't a resurrection frame of mind include perpetual joy? Some people think it is sinful to be sad. Well, if that's true, then Jesus sinned. Isaiah calls him a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We read that Jesus cried at the tomb of Lazarus. And in Gethsemane, he said, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death." It's true that in heaven there will be perpetual joy, but not on earth. Sin makes the difference. Sin brought sorrow into the world. First, there is that sorrow that comes from personal guilt. We sin on a daily basis. Should we be happy about that? Happy that we went against the will of the very God whom we love? Jesus looks for sorrow in our hearts. For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, "I dwell on a high and holy place, and with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. So here is a kind of sorrow that is not wrong, unless one rejects forgiveness, then his sorrow remains. For godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted. But the sorrow of the world produces death. Secondly, there is the sorrow that comes because of the effects of sin. Death, pain, loss, disappointment, and shame. None of these things would exist if sin was not in the world. Such sadness may not be the direct result of some particular sin that we have committed, but the result of the existence of sin in general. God tells us of this when he talks about women being burdened with pain in childbirth and men being burdened with the pains of making a living. When Jesus cried, it was because of sin, not his, and because of the effects of sin. His deepest sorrow was due to the fact that the guilt of the world was coming upon his shoulders, and the resultant agony of hell also. However, he was willing to endure this because of the joy that was set before him, the joy of being able to see people like you and me washed clean of our sins and ready for heaven. Sorrow over sin is good. Joy over forgiveness is better. Sorrow over the effects of sin is to be expected. But the greater expectation is found in the fact that sin and its effects will cease, and righteousness and its effects will reign forever. We live with this expectation of the joy that will be ours in heaven. So expect sorrow, but more than that, expect joy. That's part of the resurrection frame of mind. Sorrow over sin, joy over salvation. Therefore, now you have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. We pray, Lord, counter our temporary sorrow with your eternal joy. Amen.